The older man grinned. Boy, was he going to have words with Leia when she came back. As much as he was attracted to her, as much as he thought she was the toughest, most beautiful woman he'd ever known, where did she get off sending this guy to watch him? And he knew she had to be paying Dash to do it. Dash wasn't the kind of guy who did stuff for free. Dash said something, and Luke blinked at him. Huh? I said, did you see their tattoos? This gang works for Jabba. Luke looked. That was where he recognized the insignia from. Jabba's men. Dash continued. I was in Mos Eisley, kinda, hanging around when I heard them talking. They had orders to kill you.
Kill him, yeah. He'd figured that out.
Dash kept talking, and Luke tuned back into what he was saying.
Vader is no longer your number one admirer.
He never was, if it's him behind it.
Was it?
Luke shook his head. That still didn't make sense. 14.
Lord Vader, we are closing on the rebel asteroid.
Vader turned away from the viewport to behold the junior officer who had drawn the duty this time.
Good. Have Admiral Okins meet me on the bridge.
At once, Lord Vader. Vader adjusted the controls on his armor for an increased supply of oxygen and started for the bridge. It was not his choice of chores, this surprise attack on helpless vessels, but he would do it well.
Ah, Prince Zizor, the Emperor said. How good to see you again.
Zizor nodded and bowed low.
The pleasure is mine, my Emperor. Do come in. What brings you to my chambers?
I was just curious, my master, as to the progress of Lord Vader's attack upon the rebel shipyard in the Baji sector.
The Emperor's ravaged face revealed nothing, but Zizor was certain his comment had come as a surprise.
I really must see about hiring your spies away from you, the Emperor said, especially after you stole my best horticulturist. A pity the man had that fatal lift accident before he could start working for you.
Yes, a pity, Zizor replied. If ever there was a poor loser, it was the Emperor.
However, it was not my spies who gave me this information. Tell me then, how did you come to know of it?
I'm surprised Lord Vader didn't mention it to you, but what my spies did discover was the location of the rebel shipyard. I, of course, immediately offered this information to Lord Vader.
Of course,
the Emperor said, his voice as smooth as lube on transferesteel plate.
I am expecting a report from the fleet shortly. Perhaps you would join me in some refreshments and wait with me.
I would be honored.
Zizor kept his smile in check. Vader had not told the Emperor who had given him the rebel shipyard. No surprise. More, he had somehow gleaned the recordings from the Emperor's own skyhook to keep him from finding out. Zizor himself would have done the same in Vader's position, which was, of course, why he was here, to make certain the Emperor knew whom to credit for this bit of business. And whom to blame for his not knowing that, too. Ah, but he was going to enjoy watching Vader become aware that his little game had gone awry. He was going to enjoy it greatly.
Admiral?
We will be in range shortly, Lord Vader,
Oaken said.
Good. Commence firing as soon as we reach optimum distance. I want no mistakes.
Vader stood in front of his vessel's main viewport, looking out at the large asteroid looming ahead of them. Big as a small moon, the rock was pocked with craters from collisions with its smaller brothers, and looked to be nickel iron, very common in this region. Suddenly a pair of ships came around from the opposite side of the asteroid.
Two Nebulon B escort frigates, an officer said to his left.
Vader looked at the pair of ships. The frigates were long and lean, with control and weapons pods in the front connected to the massive drives and tie decks at the rear by a long and relatively slender tube.
Our own ships,
he said, angry.
Nobody spoke to that.
Early in the rebellion, a number of the frigates had been captured or had defected to the Alliance.
At least they won't have any operable TIE fighters, the Admiral said.
As if his words had been a signal, a dozen X-wing fighters boiled out of the frigate and began accelerating toward the Imperial fleet.
I see they have been modified to carry X-wings, Vader said. His tone was very dry. It seems the shipyard will not be such an easy target after all. Okuns turned to his TIE operations officer. Scramble our fighters. I don't want to waste firepower swatting these annoying flies with our big guns.
At once, Admiral.
Vader saw a third ship round the asteroid, much faster than the frigate. He identified it as the officer spoke. Here comes the Corellian corvette. Inside his mask, Vader smiled. Good. Better a fight than a slaughter of crippled roosting birds. He turned to the operations officer. Have my interceptor readied. The Admiral glanced at the TIE op off, then at Vader. My lord, do you think that is...
Why?
Vader finished. It's been too long since I flew in combat, Admiral. I need to flex those muscles. You can handle the shipyard. I will clear the vacuum of the fighters.
The Admiral inclined his head in a military bow, as if the Admiral could do anything else. Vader had forgotten how much he enjoyed piloting his interceptor. It had been so long. It came back quickly. The enjoyment did not last. Almost effortlessly, he blew 3, 4, 5 of the rebel ships into smoking pieces. It was disappointing. The force was not strong in any of them. It was no real challenge. Some were skilled, true, but mere skill could not defeat the dark side. He had hoped for better competition. Any competition. An X-wing in a hard power climb tried to attack him from below, but he looped away and came around fast, punched it with his lasers, turned it into scrap. He was aware of the destroyers firing at the frigate, disabling one and holding the other at bay. A frigate was no match for the pride of the Imperial Navy. As he chased another X-wing into oblivion, he felt the disturbance in the force as the fleet pounded the rebel shipyard apart, pouring destruction upon the helpless grounded ships, pilots, and troops. Multicolored streams of light burned all they touched. Another X-wing darted and twisted and turned, tried to avoid his fire. The rebel pilot was good, but he had no chance of escaping. Vader let the dark side guide his aim, felt his weapons lock on, held his fire. Disgusted, he broke off his attack and allowed the X-Wing to escape. This was beneath him. Since he had fought Luke on the balcony of the city in the clouds, no other opponent had been any real competition. Well, perhaps the criminal Zizor offered something, but that was different. That was not a warrior's challenge. Zizor was merely duplicitous and devious. He would never dare stand eye to eye with the Dark Lord of the Sith. Vader watched the X-Wing scurry away. The battle was over, such as it was. The rebel shipyard burned, its own air and fuel feeding the conflagration. Hundreds of ships gone, thousands of troops wiped away. A great victory for the Empire. Vader shook his head. A great victory. Once that would have been something to make him proud. Now? Now it was as hollow as smashing these weak X-Wing pilots. A warrior needed to contend with equals. Obi-Wan was gone, and the other Jedi were all extinct, save one, who was the strongest of them all, his own son. He had told the Emperor that Luke Skywalker would join them or die. The real truth was only slightly different. Luke would join Darth Vader or die. It would be something to look forward to. That would be the duel of a lifetime. This wasn't even exercise. He headed his fighter back to the ship. Vader stepped onto the holocam field and initiated the transmission. The holonet made its shortcut through hyperspace and achieved its considerably faster-than-light connections. The air shivered and shimmered as the Emperor appeared from nothingness. Vader lowered himself to one knee. My master, he said.
Ah, Lord Vader, your report?
The rebel shipyard is no more. They put up a fight, but it was of brief duration. We destroyed hundreds of vessels and thousands of the enemy within them.
Good, good.
The Emperor waved his hand, and his image became smaller as the holocam on his end adjusted to a wider angle. The new angle revealed Zizor standing a couple of meters away. Vader's involuntary reaction overrode his mechanical breather. He realized the Emperor would be able to hear his breathing. He forced himself to allow the breather to resume its normal function.
Prince Zizor was just telling me, how happy he was to provide the Empire with the location of the rebel base. It seems we owe him much gratitude, don't you think?
Vader gritted his teeth. He would rather bite off his own tongue and swallow it than offer such gratitude, especially in front of the Emperor, but he had no choice. The Emperor did like to crack the whip now and again to show that he still held it and was not averse to using it. Vader looked at Zizor. It was good that they could not see his face when he spoke.
The Empire owes you thanks, Prince Zizor.
The Emperor smiled. Zizor smiled even more widely, said,
Oh, think nothing of it, Lord Vader. I am always happy to serve.
Had the man been any more self-effacing and servile in his tone, he would have had to look up from licking the Emperor's boots. It was good that he was light years away. Vader's anger was such that he wasn't sure he could have stopped himself from destroying Zizor had he been within reach, despite the Emperor's admonitions.
I expect to see you soon, Lord Vader.
Yes, my master. We are returning even as we speak.
Good.
The image swirled and faded. Vader stood, turned to leave the Hala chamber. A junior officer approached him as he exited.
Lord Vader, I...
That was as far as he got. Vader clenched his fist and called upon the dark side. The officer fell, clutching his throat.
I do not wish to be disturbed, he said to the man lying on the deck. Is that clear?
Vader opened his fist. The officer inhaled noisily. When he could manage it, he said,
Clear, Lord Vader.
With that, the Dark Lord of the Sith stormed away to his own chamber to brood. Zizor felt the glory of his triumph over Vader almost as a tangible thing, a shower of pleasure that rinsed him and filled him with a warm glow.
You must come and visit me more often, the Emperor said. I do enjoy our conversations. I'm sure Lord Vader would also enjoy seeing you when he returns.
Zizor bowed. Most unlikely that Vader would enjoy that.
My master.
He left, and the feeling of power was unabated. The Emperor was, of course, aware of what Zizor had just done to Vader. Indeed, he had enjoyed being a part of the process of pitting his two servants against each other and watching to see how the play would go. He was like a man who owned a pack of semi-tame wolf cats. He enjoyed throwing a single bone into the pack to see which would outfight the others to claim it. He was as devious as any man, the Emperor was, and Zizor resolved to take extreme care during the remainder of this endeavor. Extreme care. 15. Zizor leaned back in his form chair and looked at the small holoproj floating on his desk.
Magnify image, he said. Full scale.
The computer obeyed, and the simulacrum increased sixfold. Standing on his desk now was a strikingly beautiful woman, unaware that her picture had been captured by a hidden holocam.
Move image to floor holoplate.
Again, the computer did as it was ordered. Zizor nodded.
So this is Princess Leia Organa. My, how interesting.
He knew who she was, of course, though he had never bothered to scan her image closely before. He'd always assumed that she was some hardened battle axe of a woman, all for the cause, one of those androgynous and ugly zealots who couldn't be bothered with worrying about her appearance. A mistaken assumption, that. Behind him, Guri said,
She approached the owner of one of our protected casinos on Rhodia, in the gaming complex, looking to set up a meeting with somebody of stature in Black Sun.
The Dark Prince steepled his fingers and regarded the image.
Now, why would one of the leaders of the Alliance be interested in our organization? They have repeatedly rebuffed our overtures, not wishing to sully their clean revolutionary hands with common criminal dirt. A change of heart? I wouldn't think so.
Having been asked nothing, Guri did not reply. Zizor continued.
It must be important. Let's see what she wants, shall we? Go and find out.
Again, Guri refrained from speaking, but Zizor detected something unsettled in her manner.
A problem?
The task does not seem particularly challenging.
Zizor laughed, one of her few foibles that, wishing to be pushed to find her limits.
Perhaps not. Still, it is important for another reason. If our intelligence and that of the Empire are both correct, Princess Organa is close to only a few people. One of them is Luke Skywalker. It is a strong possibility that she knows where he is. Find out what she wants and report back to me. She may well be the easiest way to find Skywalker. In any event, I may find a use for her. After you take care of that other business we discussed, that should be more challenging, I believe.
As you wish.
Caesar touched his finger to his forehead and sketched a mock salute. Gori left. He returned his gaze to the counterfeit of Leia Organa. Computer, rotate image, normal speed. The hologram turned on an invisible axis. She looked just as good from behind. Caesar took a deep breath and let it out. Here was an interesting woman. Attractive, adept, well-educated, and dangerous. She was, according to the files, as good with the blaster as she was beautiful. The Dark Prince felt a stirring inside him. He was aware of his skin color shifting, going from the cool green to a warmer pale orange. He smiled. He had dismissed his most recent mistress. The idea of female company was not repellent, especially a female who had more to offer than mere good looks. He wondered what she might be doing just now. Probably eating a fine meal or spending money on expensive entertainment. Females did love such things. Leia watched as Chewie played another hologame, this one against a Twi'lek with a gaudy dye job and cheap jewelry on his tentacled head. Chewie made a move and leaned back.
Very good, Chewbacca, Threepio said. Excellent move.
The Twi'lek glanced at Threepio and gave him a rather sick, toothy grin. Leia leaned over to the protocol droid and whispered to him,
What's going on here? I saw this Twi'lek win 4 in a row against other players who were a lot better than Chewie is.